Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck at sold out art form and sold it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man the African the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, yo, it's OMF. We back for another dope show. We just waiting on our special guest, Big Moot, to call in. But otherwise than that, we're going to play some music real quick. Can we play Tupac Tina's new song for me, Tupac Jackson?
No games you wanna play. It's so much you get eight. Dolo game, never wait. I ate my plate. You wanna taste how I feel in the field, fighting for my stripes. You know I'm nice. Skills overrated. Then right, I made it. Lost my life before. Could've been dead plenty times. Time closed around my neck. Thank God I reached that somehow. I was blessed making it through the test. No stress, I'm overdosing. I know you think I'm joking. This is my life, and I'm speaking it. Known to go in and get it. Stay with it, never fold it. Being fully bloated. Hate my life, can't even raise my kids. Cause I done did them biz. Family taken away, I can't even pray. Got a painful man in my bed, I forbid. I need a lady shit to love and kiss. You know who I miss. Need my bitch for the bullet split. Light your city up quick. I'm running for you still. Had no clue how much I'm wanting you. Stay true. Fuck a man. I need your hand. So girl, comprehend. Just let me in. Just let me in. Just let me in. You don't know my story. You don't. You don't know my struggle. Five of my lovers done died in the shit. Ain't funny. Lost so many brothers, too many sisters. Soldiers done died. Only reason I cry. I ain't let down my pride. We'll reunite. Maybe even tonight. I'm living a sacrifice. Playing with the dice. I'm living a hell of a life. Don't ask me twice. You Jesus blood. And me, alright. Voices telling me I'm not. I might not tripping. I'm alright. I'm just might take a life tonight and take a life. Feeling bad tonight ain't right. You don't know my son.
That was Tupac Jack, Tupac Tina, and her new song, Tupac Jackson. She's a Black House radio host and a female rap artist. So can we play another song by Cino Davis, No More Tears?
My grandmama passed, I was shaking. When my big mama passed, I was aching. When my youngest son passed, I was mad. Had to call Joe D, cause I ain't think I was gonna make it. Like everybody I love seen to die off real. I be wondering, damn, is it my fault? Wipe my eyes with this tissue, looking at your picture. And I just wanna tell you that I miss you.
Every time I told you something, you would get mad. Your big brother T on you about your own work. But you like chill, bruh, I got my own work. Mind made up, what too much more I can say. But I miss you, and I wish that you was here today. Me and your brother still cool, and you know it's summer. Different mamas and daddies, but we was like brothers. I'm writing this verse to let you know I really miss you. And I can't wait to get to heaven so I can kick it with you. My ocean season wanted me to tell you what's down. I know you probably left that with Pop. But we miss you, I swear I really miss you. I know you in a better place, but we miss you. I think about you every day, cause I miss you. I miss you.
No more tears, no more crying, no more crying, baby. I can still remember your smile.
Yeah, we back. That was Ceno Davis from Ruston, Louisiana, the owner and CEO and rap artist and founder of the Sun City Biz. We'll take the first call if we got up.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, what's up, Ann Jules? What's going on?
I'm good. What's up, my brothers? What's up? I'm so grateful to be here. Shout out to ONF Posse on Blackout Radio. I'm loving it.
What's going on?
I'm good. I'm just chilling here with Earthling J, and we're enjoying the show. And I'm just so grateful to be able to call up and say thank you to you guys for all of your support. We're just sitting here watching the sunset, chilling, you know? Taking a break, taking a breather, you know, doing something good for our soul. Besides working on our music and our life, you know. That's what's
up. Yeah, I'm so thankful for having
positive.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for having you and all the supporters of my show, you know, for the last year. I think I've been on almost a year now, if I'm not mistaken, you know, so
yeah.
I'm just thankful for all of my supporters and, you know, and the hip-hop family, you know what I'm saying, the real hip-hop family, you know what I'm saying, the ones that put down real hip-hop and down for real hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, that's what's up.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I love it.
You know, like you said, you know, without us, you know, there ain't no hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, we the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? All the people that you
deal with,
you know what I'm saying? You know, Curtis Blow and Sugar Hill Gang, you know what I'm saying? and all
yes,
the people that promoted hip-hop, real hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And it's just a shame. What we hear now is just embarrassment, man, and I'm embarrassed, man. That's all I could say, you know what I'm saying, without getting to staying in this discussion, you know what I'm saying? So what you think about what's going on as far as the coronavirus and what's going on with our country as a whole with this nonsense that Trump is doing and continuing to do? He ain't nothing but a racist. You know what I'm saying? You lost. You're still losing,
crazy.
Man. No,
it's,
just
it's
give
nuts.
It up. You know what I'm saying? Well, you lost the election by a landslide. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody wants you in this office. We want you out. Matter of fact, we don't even want you in our country. You're a traitor to me. You know what I'm saying? You ain't American. You know what I'm saying? The shit you're doing is not American. You know what I'm saying? You claim to be American. You're a traitor.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You're a racist starting for one. This country was built on racism, and we're supposed to change what's going on. But these people is out here just sabotaging our country and claiming this is America. This is a joke. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody, you know what I'm saying? We don't respect you. We don't respect this country. We don't respect what's going on. Y'all need to move on. You know what I'm saying? And,
yep.
And you know what I'm saying? Just give it up. You lost. That's the main thing. I care about your issues and whatever. You know what I'm saying? We don't want you in office. You're 80 years old anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, you
right.
know, it's time for our young, for young people, for our youngsters to take over this country and come up with a different viewpoint. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, you know, change has come. We got a black woman. We got an Asian woman. You know what I'm saying? She's an Indian, you know what I'm saying, in office now. And so change has come. So I ain't even worrying about Trump. You know what I'm saying? He a joke anyway. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, what you think on that? What's your opinion on that, really?
I've always been anti-authority. I've always known that whoever resides in that seat is working for the devil just by default of knowing all the corruption throughout the centuries, you know, of how this place was started. And, you know, I was widowed by a Native American Blackfoot Cherokee man. So my plight was going to those people who lost this land here. I mean, look at the way it was started, you know, stolen. So it's so hard to stand on this land and be proud of how it is because it's always been crazy whack. And about hip-hop, I love what you said because I've been in hip-hop since it started and watched it and then literally started writing music, you know, with Sugar Hill Gang's DJ Rob the Noise Temple, rest in peace. And honored to be a part of it, brought into it. And maybe it was to help uplift and represent, you know, the old school principles and ethics and morals. And I know it wasn't all, you know, square, you know, prudish, but I mean, those guys, Sugar Hill Gang, they were having fun, you know, but it's nowhere near the blasphemy that we see now. And all I can see is energy. And when I try to keep my music positive because that's the legacy that I want to leave. And that's what I've been, you know, taught. Like you said, Curtis Blow, you know, Dougie Fresh, all the cats that started it in Brooklyn and in New York, you know, they knew what they were doing. They were uplifting. I mean, Rob the Noise Temple himself said that he opened up his studio to a lot of artists in New York and Brooklyn, and he had Bloods and Crips and folk, and he had all different kinds of people, all walks of life, coming into his studio, putting down, you know, their beefs, putting down whatever they represent. And they all got together and created, and they helped each other. And that's what it's all about. That's why hip-hop was created, to unify the people in our community. And anything else it's just not really the essence of hip-hop. So I'm grateful to be a part of that and be a part of something that represents that. And you were like a breath fresh of air, you know, fresh breath of air, my bad. When I heard your tracks and you calling out it all, I'm like, wow, that's powerful. And that's why I support you and what you do and anyone else that's still rocking that old school vibe. Empowering kings and queens, not putting them down, you know, so I love it. I love it, and I'll continue to love it and continue to shine on those kind of people and bring forth that kind of vibe. And it's a shame that they all got pushed away to the side throughout the years, you know, the mainstream that we see in Billboard and MTV, that's all bought. Those are all people that are playing the game that sold their soul, and they're all placed there on purpose. And all those likes that we all used to see, like the billions of likes, those are all bought by the label. You know, there's a lot of illusions going on out there that's being broken, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it. And shout out to the Crip Hop Nation worldwide, my family, Keith Jones, our founder, and founder Leroy Moore, and Rob the Noise Temple. He was a part of it before he died. And those guys represented the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the elderly, the blind, and the poor, because they've had labels tell them, nobody's going to listen to no crimp, you know, cripple. You know, Keith Jones speaks about that. He writes music with his feet, you know, and he's so fly, so dope. His music is off the hook, you know, Billboard chart worthy. But because of the way that he looks, the labels passed him by. And that's why those guys created a platform for people like us, so that we can they can get their art and their creation and their God-given gifts out there, no matter what they look like.
Yeah, I so agree, because I remember we did this for free. You understand me? It wasn't we was all in it for the same thing, for the love of the art. You know what I'm saying? Like I said,
you said it.
There's a lot of people that's doing like what you said it. That's opening up their students to anybody, because we got so much unsung heroes in hip hop that never got a chance. Like you said, Keith Jones, you know what I'm saying? The Sugar Hill Gang was robbed. Dougie Fresh was robbed. All the early people. So all these people you're talking about was robbed, so these people eat. And the shit that they're putting out now is the joke. They just could get on the mic and just say anything they want and put out this garbage, and they making money off the backs of us, and it's a slap in the face, and they don't give us no damn respect. That's my point, and that's why my whole thing has come back to get our respect, and that whole thing, that's why a lot of people don't like me, because of that reason.
Same
because,
here, my brother.
They know we got the rap skills, the rap flow, and the talent. And so they jealous, you know what I'm saying? So they putting out this garbage because they don't have the skills and the knowledge of the hip hop, you know what I'm saying? And then it's not their fault again. It's the OGs that sold us out, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That started this shit and know how this shit was supposed to be, but you know it's all about the money, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They don't care about the art form no more, you know what I'm saying? And they restricting us. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that restrict us. It's not the white. It's not the establishment. It's not white folks. We destroy. It's black folks that destroyed hip-hop. We was haters from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Learn about the history. You know what I'm saying?
But there
were
people
that
were manipulated by money. You know, money manipulates people.
You know, ask Dougie Fresh. Ask Grandmaster Flash. Ask Cool Herc. You know what I'm saying? Look who they got in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a joke. Look at who they got on the Hollywood Hall of Fame. It's a joke. You know what I'm saying? They stole our shit.
Yep. They played the game.
You see, a lot
of
people don't want to talk about that. You got a lot of fighters in fucking hip hop making money off the backs of us again. All this garbage they doing, we was doing it before they was doing it. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't start shit. Come up with something. Come up with an originality. That's what hip hop was about, originality. Okay,
yes.
Let's start there. You know what I'm saying? The first rule of hip hop is don't bite off of somebody else. You ain't hip hop
yes.
if you're biting off of somebody else. You're making hip hop and you biting off of somebody else. That's not hip hop. You're biting. You stole our shit.
Right.
Okay. You ain't no gangster without black without New York City. You ain't no hip hop without Brooklyn. You ain't hip hop without Bronx. You ain't hip hop
right.
if you ain't from. You know what I'm saying? So let's keep it real. The GOATs. They got these people
yes.
talking about the GOAT, and they wasn't even alive.
I know. That's the thing. Yeah, you're right.
You got these.
I remember the rap battles.
Out,
you know?
Again, all these people that's
yep.
calling the GOAT, they stole out. They started out hip hop, but they stole out for the money and the garbage
yep,
they put
exactly.
out. That's why these youngsters are doing what they're doing because they the role models.
Yeah, you're right. And some of us made the choice not to be bought, you know, like
you know
that, bought and sold.
Of, that's
and
why
when,
we ain't making no money. It's because
right.
we ain't going to sell out our art form for the dollar. Because that's not how hip-hop started. You know what I'm saying? It don't cost you nothing
yeah.
to support another person. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, they just jealous because they know who the real ones, the real hip-hop, the real MCs and the real rappers are. And they ain't from where they talking about. A lot
true.
Of them are. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, we're going to move on. Like I said, I'd like to thank you for calling. And
you're welcome, my brother.
You put out your links and everything and what's going on with you before you go.
Yeah, we just released a track for all the callers and listeners. Shout out to everybody who's listening out there. We just released a track last month called Deja Vu For You. It's definitely uplifting. It's soulful. It's a little bit of, you know, dance. It's featuring Robin Noise Temple, who was Sugar Hill Gang's DJ, and he was a part of my family, Crip Hop Nation Worldwide, and he was part of our band. We lost him in April. His two wives died around the same time he did. So I got a shout out to the Temple Dynasty, all of his children and his loved ones, his aunts, uncles, you know, cousins, sisters, brothers. Because they're missing their mother and father out there, and two mothers and one father, which is really bittersweet. But we released this track to honor his soul and to keep hip-hop alive, keep his legacy alive, keep his vibe alive. And I'm getting goosebumps on my right side saying this. So that's truth validation right there. Manifestation in reality of the words that I speak. So check it out. We're on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. If you want to check it out, Reverb Nation. We just made it to number two on the R&B soul charts. We're getting back up there. We were number one at one point back in 2018, and we got pretty high up in the world on the ratings. So I'm really grateful that we have got a lot of positive feedback, and I thank you so much. I'm looking forward to. We are both looking forward to being a guest on your show, guest stars on your show in January, and looking forward to, you know, shining some light on everything that's going on in our lives. And, we're working on our next track, so just keep posted and keep shining. And thank you guys so much for all your support, and I'll continue to call in every Wednesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. To show my support for my family here on Blackout Radio, and that's what's up.
That's
oh,
what's up.
If you
Thank
ever
you.
Want to drop, next time I'm in the studio, maybe or not even, we got some. Maybe we can make you a drop or something. I don't know. I did that for my family in Blackout Radio. They didn't even ask for them. I just did it for them. I sent it. Sometimes I hear it. Sometimes I don't. It doesn't matter. It's just fun, and I enjoy it. But, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, you've done enough anyway. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
I'll
anyway,
continue to do it. As a matter of fact,
you know what I'm
I think you know
shout
have,
out to
you need. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just shout out to you and the whole hip hop family. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all the GOAT. And we're going to continue to make this music. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully,
definitely,
next month. This month, I'll have all my music on all digital and musical platforms next month. So look out for that. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
So I'm continuing to, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully I'll get my music out there finally. And I don't care, like I said, I don't care if you buy it or not. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm about anyway. Yeah, I want some money, yes. But that's not important to me. It's taking back our awesome and taking back our respect. That's my thing. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to buy my music. I don't care. It don't matter.
Right.
I'm going to tell my story anyway.
I feel
anyway.
You. Know I what understand
saying?
That
so,
completely.
You know
and
saying?
Listen,
so
I
want
to thank you, my brother. I want to thank you personally for having my family, Terry Moore, and for booking Kathy DeMatteis and all these good people that I know that I'm going to throw you some more people that I really think deserve to be on your show. So I'll keep that connection open and definitely because there's so many great people doing great things out there. And that's what I like to connect good people together. So it brings me a lot of pleasure. And I thank you for having my family on your show.
No, thank y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's an honor. Because this is who I want on my show anyway. You know what I'm saying? People that's real anyway. So those who don't want to come on my show, that's fine too. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to lose no sleep over it anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you keep on being a hater because that's why our music don't go nowhere. Because we are haters. We hate on ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we the problem again. So I'm going to let that go. So y'all
well,
don't self-love have to call
myself. Is the revolution. So love thyself, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, that's what I'm
but
saying.
But anyway,
so I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing anyway. Y'all ain't
good.
Gonna stop nothing. You know what I'm
all
saying?
All right, God bless you.
All right, thank you, Angels. I'll talk
all
to
right.
you soon.
All right, salute, fam. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
I'm out.
Yeah, can we take another caller?
209-915.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy,
Mary Rich.
You already know what's going on.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, Mary Rich? What's going on?
Nothing. Just about to catch a flight to L.A. on this weekend. Got some new movies coming up. Got some acting, modeling jobs coming up. Shoot, I got a lot of stuff coming up for me.
That's great. And tell them about it. Well, give them a little history on you. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
My name is Mirren. I'm 13 years old. You can follow me on Instagram. All digital platforms. I'm everywhere. I'm living everywhere. All social media platforms, musical platforms under Mirren. MeirRich. I'm fine. I'm going to check me out. I'm the finest 13-year-old that you ever heard. You already know.
Yeah, so I want you to let the whole world know that this is a 13-year-old that's doing hip-hop. So, again, I'm honored to have a 13-year-old on here. So I have everybody on my show. So let's make that clear, you know what I'm saying? And I got people on here. So it's not just the OGs, it's the young people that's doing big things in hip hop, and you're one of those. And I'm so blessed to have you on my show, and I'm looking forward to your music. And like I said, send your music to me, and I'm gonna play your music. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because this is what you know what I'm saying. So don't stop what you're doing. Stay in them school books too, because like I said, stay in them school books. Because like I said, you still young, so don't rush into anything. You understand? Get your education, learn your vocabulary. Your vocabulary is going to be very important because, like I said, your vocabulary is going to make your song and your music even much better. You know what I'm saying? So you stay what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, and keep on doing what you're doing, and don't let nobody else change how you are. Be yourself. Be a leader, not a follower.
Okay.
Knowledge is power, like I said. When you have knowledge, there ain't nobody could say nothing to you. Don't let nobody change your way you are. Do your thing. That's all I got
okay,
to say
I will.
On that. You know what I'm saying? And keep on doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad to have you on my show because everybody thinks that I'm hating on youngsters and young people. That's nonsense. Again. You know what I'm saying? I got 13-year-old. That tells you everything. So what you're saying is a bunch of nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just haters. I'm not the hater. They the haters. So let us know where we can find you and everything and your musical platforms before you go.
Well, y'all can find me on all musical platforms, on social media platforms under Mir Rich. Same thing for everything. MeirRich. Y'all go check me out on the Fire's 13-year-old. You already know what's going on.
Thank you for calling. And I'll talk to you
no
soon.
Problem.
Like I said, send your music. Like I said, we're going to play your music on my show. That's real.
Okay.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. Thank you for letting me call in today. It was nice.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored. So keep on calling.
Okay, I will.
All right, peace.
Peace out, y'all.
All right. Can we take another caller?
What's up? This is Tupac Tina. How y'all doing today?
I'm so blessed. How you doing? What's going on?
Nothing. I want to wish my daughter, Janine, happy birthday today. And nothing, just chilling out.
I was just playing your song about Tina just a minute ago before you called. So, yeah, so tell us about what's going on as far as the music and your show. Hello?
Yeah, yeah, what's up? What's up, Undoobie and Dude? This is Essek Entrepreneur Sean Felder for NYC. What's good? What's good?
What's up, my brother? How you doing, my brother? What's
pretty
going
good,
on?
Pretty good. Not too good, man. We about to shut down New York. Governor Cuomo's on TV in New York One News saying all the city public schools are closed due to COVID, so it's not looking good right now. As we see, they had a rule last Friday stating that all the bars, gyms, restaurants got to shut down 10 o'clock mandatory due to the COVID issue. So we're trying to avoid that orange zone. We get in that orange zone, we're in trouble, my man. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about survival. So that's where we stand right now with the New York City and New York State situation with COVID.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. It's not about this music shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't make no music. You know, we can make music and everything,
yeah,
but that's not what's important. Getting Donald Trump out of the office was more important.
And another thing, with this stimulus thing, they need to hurry up and sign and get that thing signed because a lot of people, poor, especially in the inner cities, need that money, man, because black businesses are really suffering, man. So need to get that crap together and sign that damn stimulus and let's give it to the people that really need it.
But it's not his fault, though. It's not his fault. We can blame
him. But we're not saying that. I never said it was his fault. You know what I mean?
It's the
Republican.
Congress that's not passing the bill. It's not Donald Trump.
It's that damn Mitch McConnell. He's the idiot. He's the main one. You know what I mean?
Nancy Pelosi, too. That sellout.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. She's from California. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
She represents California. A lot of people don't know, like I said. A lot of people don't know Nancy Pelosi ain't nothing but a sellout. I don't like her anyway. Because she should have passed that bill a long time ago. She only cared about, all they cared about is the election. That's all they care about.
Exactly. And they know after December, if it's not signed, people are going to start going crazy. You know what I mean? especially here in New York. We got 2 million people out of work, bro. Yeah, you know I mean,
they're already going crazy. And,
it's gonna get
and,
more worse, man. Trust me.
You know what I'm saying? And I love what they did in Washington D.C. You know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
And brother? You know what I'm saying? Because it's time for us to stand up. You know, fuck taking the talking. Like I said, fuck the talking. It's about action. You know what I'm saying? I come from a different generation. Again, I was growing up in the '60s, and Martin was having his dream.
Uh-huh.
We stood for something. We fought for something. We fought back. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm X was saying, don't turn the other cheek. Fuck that. We don't own we don't owe them nothing. They owe us something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my life what they did. You know what I'm saying? They jumped on them. Them racist motherfuckers coming up here trying to check. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm talking about. And it doesn't shouldn't be in Washington D.C. It should be all over. We are not taking this shit no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you ain't gonna slap us in the face and kill us, killing our people no more.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
that's
I don't want to take too long, man. I just want to talk about my energy drink, and everybody want to call in. Check me out this Saturday, November 21st. I'm gonna be on the Unsigned Heat podcast with DJ Frank White. I believe I'm doing the interview 1 o'clock. You check it out on social media, talking about my S6 movement and the models that help promote my drink. Also want to shout out my PR, DJ K. Nikki. We did a YouTube video yesterday about I'm on the front cover of i2 Digital Magazine for the second time. Shout out to the editor, Controllers Price. So we did a YouTube video on it. You can check it out on YouTube. I believe it says Sean Fuller on i2 Digital Magazine. And also I want to give a shout out to my model of the month, Amanda from the Boogie Down Bronx. She's a lovely Latino model. She took some lovely pictures. Hold on my S6 sample. And y'all can shop me out on social media. I'm on Twitter, Sean Felder, Facebook, Sean Felder, Instagram, Felder Sean, or Felder Sean 494, and on YouTube, Sean Felder, Essex Promotions. And if y'all want to order cases of Essex energy drinks, please call the 1-800-253-3500. Again, 1-800-253-3500. Please, folks, if you're going to order a case, you must use a debit or credit card. Do not use cash. Debit or credit card. Mention my name, Sean Felder, and I believe 12 in the case is for $29.30. So I believe like that. Like I said, my man, the fight continues. Y'all be safe. And like I said, Thanksgiving is next week. So, you know, it's all about survival, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thank you for sending me the energy drink. It's a great drink, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you tried the drink. I sent you a sample, no question, no doubt.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for DJ Nikki. Shout out to DJ Nikki.
Oh, yeah, she's a sweetheart, man. No question, no doubt.
Yeah, for blessing me to hooking me up with you. You know what I'm saying? We
yes,
New York all do or die, you know what I'm saying? Harlem in the house.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. Dougie Fresh, you know what I'm saying? The GOAT.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All the GOATs. See, they talk
about
Yeah,
we still working on that hip hop museum, man. We hope to get that done in 2 years. So we still try to get that donation.
Yeah,
we still trying to get that
hopefully
in.
Hopefully, I'll get to come back to New York after this virus thing over and come check
out the museum.
Because I'm from there. I'm from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Flatbush.
I grew up in the Boogie Down Bronx, hometown 1520 Cedric Avenue, the birthplace of hip hop. Shout out to Kool Herc.
Thank you.
Take care, bro. Be safe, man. Yes, sir.
Ben Bada. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Ben Bada. So sign of pause. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mo D, all them legends, man. Pave the way, bro.
The GOAT. They the GOAT.
Yes, sir.
That's the time it is.
Yes, sir.
My brother.
All right, man. Y'all be safe, man. Take care, man. Holla.
All right, peace. Can we take another caller?
954-200.
Hello, my name is
Angel.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Where are you calling from?
Angel, and I'm calling from Tampa, Florida. I'm just trying to get
more
traffic to my business page. I'm an entrepreneur.
All right, so tell
and
us about
I have,
your
business.
Tell us about your business and everything. What's going on with you?
I have decorative wine glasses, Afrocentric mugs, rolling trays, lighters, photo candles. The lighters can be customized also to have your photo or business name on them. Face masks. and shipping is available, and I'm going to be having Black Friday specials starting next week also.
Right. So how long have you
and
been
they
doing
can, I've been doing it 4.5 years.
Okay.
I started off doing like treat tables with the candy and the cupcakes and things like that, and chocolate covered strawberries, and now I'm kind of trying to get away from the food and go more to just gift sets and things like that.
Yeah, so hit me up on Facebook. Friend me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, so we can set up a time. You can come on next year. I won't have no openness till next year, 2021.
Okay.
Come on the show and co-host and talk about your product, you know what I'm saying? Because
okay.
It's not all about hip-hop. My show is not all about hip-hop, as you can see. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I love hip-hop, too.
Yeah, so you don't got to talk about hip-hop.
I'm just an entrepreneur in hip-hop.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to talk about hip-hop.
What's your Facebook
don't
page?
So hit me up on Facebook on the OMF Posse. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram. And you hit me up and friend me on Facebook, and I'll send you the information. And we set up a time in 2021, next year, and we can come on the show and co-host and talk about your product. All right.
That sounds
Thank
good.
You
I've
calling.
Done that before. Okay. Can I say my page name for Facebook?
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's Blingasm and Tampa Diva Treats. I just want some more traffic on there, some more likes and shares. They can check me out on Tampa Diva Treats and see all the pictures of everything that I have on there. And that's on Facebook.
All right. So thank you for calling and
you.
The show.
All right. I'll keep in touch. Thank you.
All right. You take another caller?
What's up? This is Tupac playing the call. I lost. How you doing? OMF.
Oh, what's up? So go ahead.
Nothing.
Do your thing.
Huh?
Tell us about your music. Tell us about your show. Just give us a little background.
Okay. My music, I got some new songs that just came out Friday. My radio show is every Monday, the first Monday of the month from 4:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. And you can find me at Tupac Tina Jackson on YouTube, Tupac Tina to you on SoundCloud, and Tina Tupac Jackson on Facebook.
Yeah, so is your stuff on musical platforms yet? And,
not yet, it's soon to be.
Yeah, so do your thing. You know what I'm saying? And put out music that everybody can listen to first. That's the thing, the main thing, you know what I'm saying? Put out some music that everybody can relate to first. And all that other stuff you could do to fill up the album, like I said. But get everybody to know who you are first and what your music is about first. That's where everybody makes a mistake at, you know what I'm saying? If you listen to all the artists, they don't put out the other stuff first, you know what I'm saying? They put out with commercial music first because that's what everybody's into nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So stay true to yourself. I'm not saying change who you are, but I think you need to put out something, like I said, put something out that everybody can relate to first. So everybody can
All right.
That's what's up. And keep on doing what you're doing. And work on your freestyle. I like how you do freestyle, too. So work on that,
Thank you. Okay.
So keep on doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to keep this hip-hop alive, this real stuff alive. That's what Smart Fan is about, is having hip-hop, keeping our hip-hop, and keeping our hip-hop art form alive. That's my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You keep on doing what you're doing. Now check out your show for sure. You already know I support your show anyway. So, like I said, I support everybody that support me. You know what I'm saying? So that's what time it is.
All right, I appreciate you. Thank you for letting me call in.
No, thank you.
All right, have a good day.
All right. Talk to you
soon. All right. All right, Arlo.
Hey. You take another caller?
Everybody, this is Jasmine Sade, if you don't know me. I don't really care. This is for that video, Soulja Boy talking, claiming that Nas killed hip-hop by saying hip-hop is dead. That makes no sense. That's like me saying the world is going to end in 2 hours. That's just not going to become. That's fucking stupid. Make some sense, you dumb-ass bastard. I'm sorry for cursing because I don't even swear this much, but I strongly dislike Soulja Boy and his music. Nas comes out with good songs that have meaningful lyrics, or if not, it's just a good song. His lyrics are hot. Like, listen to Nas' songs, you love him. Listen to Soulja Boy. Think about it. He has to come out with a catchphrase and a dance. You. And then he came out with what? Soulja Girl dance, and he came out with a Soulja Boy. Come on. And he always says, Soulja Boy, tell him. I haven't heard what the fuck he's trying to tell people, because Soulja Boy, tell him. Tell him what? What the fuck are you saying? Like, come on, get a life, please. I'm sorry, yes, so for swearing this much. But Soulja Boy needs to go in a corner in the end of the earth and just drop dead, because he killed hip-hop by coming out. Being alive right now is killing hip-hop. He doesn't know that, but he's killing hip-hop by being alive. So he needs to die, or he needs to just stop completely, because he really sucks. I don't care that he's on the radio. It's kids, basically. If you think about all the kids that are dancing, it's the beats. The beats are good. That's not, like, yeah, okay, the beats are good because you can dance to them. As long as you got a beat that's hot and everybody can dance to them, really people don't even care about the lyrics. But, like, people that like good songs and are about hip-hop, they care about lyrics. And Soulja Boy killed hip-hop the second he came out, the second he made a drop. He thinks he's internet famous. There's a bunch of people that are internet famous. You are not the only person. Stop being so cocky when you have nothing to back up on. Would you come out with YouTube? Chris Crocker, he's way more famous than you, and I would definitely rather be with Chris Crocker at this moment or listen to him sing a fucking song, listen to Soulja Boy say you on a motherfucking trap one more damn time. Because if I hear that nigga say you or turn my swag on or anything, Marco Polo, I will fucking kill myself, and I'm so serious. But I had to swear this much. Jasmine Sade, I never said I hate anybody, but I seriously hate Soulja Boy and his music. And if someone ever put any Soulja Boy music on my MP3 or anything, I would bust it open, buy a new one, maybe kill the person that did it, because Soulja Boy's lyrics are so useless, unmeaningful, and dumb that it disgraces hip-hop and rap itself, really, because it's pathetic. And that he even thought that he was better than Nas at one point, that's pathetic. He's been out way longer than you, and he knows the game. You're like a youngin', you just getting out of high school? Shut the fuck up, sit the fuck down, and learn. Watch and learn how it's done. And that video I seen when he thought at one point in moment in time that he was even better than Jay-Z or Lil Wayne, I wanted the guy that was actually interviewing him to take out a shotgun and blow his fucking brains out so he can understand. So I want to see what he was thinking so he could blow his brains out on the floor so you could see what he was thinking, because that shit didn't make any sense. Soulja Boy, suck dick. No one is hating on you. Trust me, there's nothing to hate on. Just let people that can actually know how to rap and come up with good lyrics do the thing. You, more like a water boy or a bus boy or one of backup dancers in the background that take notes. So I'm going to tell you right now, Soulja Boy, take notes.
I agree with you. I mean, you know, a Soulja Boy, he has lyrics, you know what I'm saying? I agree with you in a minute for sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? But Soulja Boy opened the door for a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? He was the one that showed us we don't have to sign with no record deal. You know what I'm saying? He went on. He's the one that introduced us to social media. If you really think about it, he's the one that got us everybody to put our stuff on social media and make money. He made money off of social media. So he said a groundbreaking stuff for us. So you got to remember that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to remember that. Think about that before the stuff you were saying that you were saying about that man. Without him, we wouldn't be making music on social media. So think about what you're saying before you say it, okay? And then it's only some words. again, hip-hop was about words. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to stop taking everything so serious. You know what I'm saying? It's words. Hip-hop is words. You know what I'm saying? What is messed up hip-hop is people talking about doing something to somebody. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. And we need to change the way we think. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he made a dance music. People's made, look what he made. Look what he did. He didn't do no criminal stuff. He didn't say nothing about shooting nobody. It was about having some fun. No, he's not the best thing, but the brother got hip-hop skills. He can freestyle again. He's one of the best freestyle artists out here. If you think about it, he does do lyrics. He just do commercial music that's making money. That's all he's doing. Anyway, but I'd like to thank you for calling and supporting our show and giving your opinions on what you think. So I'm not going to stop you from saying what you're saying, but I'd like to want y'all to think about what y'all saying before you get on the mic and talk about somebody. That's all. But anyway, can we take another caller?
318-27.
Whoa, what's up, boss man?
What's up? Who's this and where you calling from?
Whoa, what's down? It's Cino, man.
Oh, what's up, Cino? What's going on?
Cooling, boss man. How's life? How's everything your way?
Oh, man, it's the same old thing for everybody. This coronavirus is killing people, you know what I'm saying? There's people out of jobs. There's people that's getting homeless. So it's a homeless problem going on, you know what I'm saying? And that's what time it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on. People is trying to survive out here. You know what I'm saying? And we got this corrupted traitor that's in office that we need to kick him out of office, you know what I'm saying, and kick these people out of here because he ain't nothing but a traitor. But he is not American. He claimed to be American, but he ain't American. Because if he was American, he wouldn't be saying what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? Because if America's supposed to be like they say it is, he's the baddest influence on American people. You know what I'm saying? He's just dividing our people. He's promoting hate. You know what I'm saying? He's just pathetic. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to see him go. And the sooner he goes, it's going to be better for America.
I understand that, brother.
Yeah.
So
what's going on?
Man, nothing. Me and mom actually finna go to open up a t-shirt business with my family. My mom, she's over everything. Her and my stepdad finna open up a t-shirt business. I'm back in the studio. I got a new song that we're working on called Runaway, and I got another single I'm about to get ready to drop called Never Knew. It's two of them for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Going in a direction for the females this time, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be some bangers, guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah, we ain't got too much time. I wish you would have called in earlier so we could talk some more, but we're about to get going off the show in a few minutes. But I'd like to thank you for calling and give us your social media outlet. Give us your social media outlets and everything, and call back next week, and we can talk about some more on this.
Most definitely. Well, man, you can reach me at Cino Davis on all social media platforms, and at www.cinodavis.com. That's www.cinodavis.com, man. Check out my website, subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on Instagram, man. And I want to thank you for all the love and support y'all been giving me at the radio station, bro.
And like, thank you, man. I'm honored, man. Like I said, you keep sending your music, and like I said, call it next week, and we can talk about it some more. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you
sir.
For calling, my brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. All right, my brother, peace. Yeah, this is RMS, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Have a good weekend, you know what I'm saying, and stay safe. We out.
I'm OMF, original master of flow, and I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow, and I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, original master of flow, and I'm ready to rock the house. I'm OMF, yo, original master of flow, and I'm ready to rock the house.
Yo, here comes the lowdown, here comes the showdown. OMF and straight up is all up in your town. We coming back with the lyricals, coming back like Smokey Robinson's and the Miracles. It's quite critical when we come up on the scene. We ain't shaking that ass and we ain't ran for the green. We down with the real team, red, black, and green. Remember Martin Luther King and I had a dream. But look at they sold out hip hop, ran up on the spot, jumping out the box, dancing a lot. The motherfucker walking all up in our town.